Text 1. Ibrahim Ezekwe first told me his story when on Australia Day 2016, Denga Dutt, another Sudanese migrant, gave the Sydney Australia Day address. Deng's speech inspired Ibrahim to speak to other people about his own experiences in Sudan. Denga Dutt is a defence lawyer who works mainly with refugees. He has been named New South Wales Australian of the Year. Ibrahim told me many times how proud this made him feel. He was proud, Ibrahim said, because like him, Deng had been a child soldier. Like Ibrahim, Deng was taken from a small fishing village in South Sudan. Like him, Deng began fighting at the age of 7 as a child soldier for the Sudan People's Liberation Army in Sudan's terrible civil war. Like him, Deng was taught to use an AK-47 rifle, and like him, he was seriously wounded. Also like Deng, Ibrahim Ezekwe witnessed the death and suffering of many. And like him, Ibrahim was smuggled out of the country to a refugee camp, where he was eventually saved and allowed to live in this wonderful country. Ibrahim's story was so like Deng's that when Ibrahim heard it, he wanted to tell everybody of his own story, of how his sadness had now turned to great happiness, to celebrate Australia's greatest freedom, the freedom from fear. Like Deng, as a child, Ibrahim was always frightened. He tells me repeatedly that only through luck and kindness was he given a home here in Australia. He arrived penniless and illiterate. Ibrahim can now read and write very well. He is studying for a diploma of digital media technologies, but he never tires of telling me how happy he is with his job, which is driving a taxi. He says he likes driving his taxi because he meets so many wonderful people living in Melbourne. He says he's a very lucky man. Ibrahim thinks it is important to remember that all non-Indigenous Australians are immigrants to this land. It is worth repeating. All of us in Australia that are non-Indigenous are immigrants to this land. We new arrivals might pause to think what the original inhabitants, the Kulin people, thought as they watched Europeans settling in land where they had lived for thousands of years. Many of us can imagine how they might have feared that their way of life would be irreversibly changed. They had every reason to fear. Their way of life has been irreversibly changed. And now, many people who call themselves Australians today look with fear at new arrivals. They fear their way of life might be threatened. My parents were immigrants. I was born Australian, but I am no more Australian than my parents, or than Ibrahim or Deng. It is worth remembering the people, like my parents or like Ibrahim, or like thousands of new arrivals, come to Australia today, not to destroy the Australian way of life, but to join it. Many Australians have come from places of hardship and fear, where they are not free or safe. And they come to Australia because they can live without fear, they can feel safe, and they can be free. Ibrahim told me this. He said, "I am an Australian. I am a new Australian. But there is no Australian more proud of being Australian than I am, because I value living in this country that makes us feel safe, free, and able to live without fear." When the soldiers took Ibrahim away from his home and family, he wasn't aware of what freedom even was. He hears from parents who he drives in his taxi of their children not wanting to read or not liking school. Their children find reading and writing boring, they say. Those children should learn from Ibrahim's story, learn that for so many children in the world, learning to read and write in a school is a privilege as unattainable as living in a golden palace. Ibrahim was never treated as a child. I don't think he ever was a child. At 7 years old, he was a soldier. He had no right to be a child because no such rights existed where he came from. His children will have the right to be children because he now lives in a country free from fear, a lucky country, a country for children. Instead of children's songs, Ibrahim was taught to sing war songs. Instead of playing with toys, he learned to shoot a rifle. He was encouraged to smile at violence. To be in Australia, talking about freedom from fear, is to achieve something that the child soldier could not imagine. He says, "I am not a lawyer with many degrees like Deng. I am a taxi driver. But we are all equal here. We are free." His only criticism of Australians is that we sometimes take these things for granted. We take free education, food, clothing, shelter, healthcare, and personal safety for granted. We take those things for granted because we only really notice them when these things are taken away from us. I am grateful to live in a country where everyone is given a fair go. I shall not take it for granted again.